she finally set the plate in the drying rack. The dishes were done. Her countertop sparkled. Her floor was freshly mopped. She'd even cleaned the stove and wiped down the microwave. Now it was 8 in the morning and Sandy didn't know what to do. She turned toward Becky, who was eyeing her somberly from the kitchen table. "Would you like more cereal, honey?" Becky shook her head. The bowl of Cheerios placed in front of her 15 minutes ago still appeared to be untouched. "What about some fruit?" Sandy coaxed. "Or what about pancakes? I can make you chocolate chip pancakes." Sandy regretted the words the moment she said them. Chocolate chip pancakes were Danny's favorite. Becky shook her head. Sandy resiliently turned toward the refrigerator, searching for more options. Becky hadn't eaten in nearly 2 days. "I know," Sandy said brightly. "How about some salad?" She eagerly pulled out the clear glass bowl. The salad had been among 4 dishes that had arrived on their front porch yesterday. The others had contained macaroni and cheese, a ham and potato dish, and some kind of mystery meat surprise. This bowl had impressed Sandy, however. The mixture of strawberry jello, apples, bananas, walnuts, and whipped cream was a favorite children's salad, and it touched her that others were thinking of Becky. God knows the little girl was suffering, too. Sandy held up the brightly colored salad for Becky's inspection. Becky had always loved jello and whipped cream. A slight hesitation. Then finally, Becky nodded. They had a winner. Sandy dished up a large bowl for her daughter, humming slightly to herself in honor of having scored a victory. She poured a glass of orange juice to go with Becky's breakfast. After another thought, she poured a glass of juice for herself as well and joined her daughter at the table. From the living room came the sound of Shep snoring. He'd been out most of the night and returned at some small hour of the morning, reeking of beer. Sandy knew without asking where he'd gone. Rainey's house.